Yo, what's up? All right. It's 2:18 p.m. I've been up since 7:30, but I had to go to... Jacqueline had a procedure. I'm not going to tell you what it is. None of your fucking business. But it wasn't an abortion. Jacqueline said that makes it sound like an abortion. It was not an abortion.
Not that I have a problem with that.
Not that she has a problem with that. She's very pro-choice, but it was not. Any religious faith would have no problem with this procedure. I just don't completely understand it myself, so I'm not going to explain it to you. It was anyway. So we were at the doctor, and she got put under. I see you have to have somebody there. You get it. So now I'm home, and here it is, episode 162. Whatever that. What's the difference? I don't know. I got nothing. Why? I've been up, and my brain's awake. Because I have the excuse of, I'm just waking up. I got nothing to talk about. And now my brain is awake, and I still got, been up for hours, walking around, had two cups of strong coffee, and I got nothing to talk about. I don't know why. So let's just do some news. I know some people rely on the news of this show. I mean, why else are you listening? It's not for my babbling about the show. Here's me talking about me talking about it. It keeps going. There's a lot of levels. There's me talking about me talking about the show. Then there's me talking about the show. And I got to get to another level. Well, that's what I'm doing now, is me talking about me talking about me talking about the show. Is that what I just did? I don't know if I went enough far enough out, or maybe I went too far. It doesn't matter. Let's talk about news. Major tech firms urge U.S. to retain net neutrality rules. I know I keep talking about net neutrality, but it's very important. Without net neutrality, assholes like me can't talk into their phones and post it on the internet and have it be as equal as when NPR does it. You know, it's the same thing. We're all equal. I don't think I shouldn't. That's all. Net neutrality is important to me. Alaska cops defend their right to sexual contact with sex workers before arresting them. I guess how else do you know if they're a sex worker if you don't have sex? Because they offer it. The offer is an offer. That's illegal. The officer has to have intercourse, but I don't think you don't have to finish. I think once you penetrate, slap the cuffs on, and then you're out, which to me sounds no good for anybody. Not to mention it should just be fucking legal. Talked about that a bunch of times anyway. But there's plenty of repetition on this show. Delta refunds $30 to Ann Coulter after her Twitter rant. Who doesn't hate Ann Coulter except racists? I mean, for people to side with an airline, nobody likes any airline. JetBlue's okay. But nobody likes any, but everybody, way up, you'd be on board with the cable company against Ann Coulter. I would. Maybe you like Ann Coulter. You shouldn't. Stop it. His parents said he just needed to sleep. A SWAT team came instead. I'm not reading that story. Did the parents call the police? No, I'm not reading it. Fuck it. That's a clicky headline. That's like, hey, It's what they call clickbait. I don't have clickbait. But I ain't taking the bait there, MSN.com. MSN.com right there, I'm done. What year is this? This is not a good episode, I know. Most of them aren't. I keep hoping like one of these headlines will get me into a thing that make, but none of them are. UK plans age verification for porn websites from 2018. So in 2018, you're going to need to, if you live in the United Kingdom, you're going to, what age? Like, I look at this, BBC.com. I mean, I would hope 11, right? People in the UK have to prove they're 18? Huh. That's insane. I would be more of an advocate of, there's levels, you know, but 18, what do you think these kids gotta get a fake ID to masturbate? This is fucking outlandish, United Kingdom. Is this part of Brexit, you fucking hillbillies? Do you get all Christian with your Brexit? Jesus. Fucking. They'll find a way around it. Stupid. They already have a system. You have to click to say you're 18. And. I mean, maybe for like the choking stuff and shit like that, maybe then you gotta be like 16. But 18, that's ridiculousness. Israeli, that's a death thing. I don't feel like anything, anybody's dead. I don't want to deal with it right now. This is a lot of death. Murders. It's almost like, why is even murder news anymore? It's got to be a notable murder. It's got to be an interesting murder. There's so much murder. Actor Martin Landau dead. Oh, it's a death, but he's 89, and who didn't enjoy his work? I don't know. He was great. R.I.P. Martin Landau. Okay, one more story, and we are fucking done. What, the subway was on fire today? 9 hurt as fire cripples New York City subway during morning rush. Holy shit. I'm glad I don't morning rush. Took a taxi cab over to that, to the doctor and walked back. This is an interesting story. I mean, I'm just surprised by that. But I said one more story, but this is, I don't know much about this, but I saw a lot of Twitter about R. Kelly holding young women against their will in an abusive sex cult. BuzzFeed is reporting on this, and he should stop that. Absolutely. Listen, when they were saying he was peeing on girls, underage girls, I was against that as well. I'm not new. I understand he makes great music, but I don't think that means you should be allowed to have a sex. I guess it depends what the sex cult is. Is it like a if they signed up for it, right? Cults are in themselves aren't illegal, but it is. I know he likes young women. I lost the story. Where did it go? For some reason. Reddit crapped out on me, and now it doesn't sound good. Now I can't find it. You know what? Let me go on Twitter. I know it's in the Twitter moments. That's where I saw it. Well, now it's a Trump thing. Where? Oh, here we go. R. Kelly. New allegations again surfaced after parents of several women told police that the singer holding their daughters against their will. Well, against their will, that would be illegal. What's BuzzFeed saying? Holding the R&B legend tours the country this summer. Parents have told police that R. Kelly is running an abusive cult that is tearing families apart. Three former members of Kelly's inner circle told BuzzFeed. Well, yeah, I'm gonna look into this and see what I can do, because I am I'm against it. Any of this holding women against their will, or anybody, or a man against their will, whoever it may be. I never trust anybody who just goes by first initial. Something weird about that. Because you know why? It's usually a woman author concealing her womanness. You know, they're like, hey, here's an initial. I'm a man writing a book. Are you? I want to read a man book. Okay, that's it. We are done. I will talk to you tomorrow. Email me, Chris@ChrisLager.com. Tweet at me. Follow me on Twitter. I'm almost up to... it's an embarrassingly low number, but I'm almost at 3,000 on Twitter, and I would love to get... I'd love to have 100,000, but I'd love to get above that. If you don't follow me on Twitter and you're on Twitter, just fucking do it. I know some of you don't... I don't like Twitter. It's a stupid thing, but... just do it if you could. And if not, that's fine too. I will see you tomorrow. We love you.